plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
How are you? It is Wednesday the 23rd and it is bright and beautiful and freaking cold outside, and tonight it is just the fabulous, effervescent, beautiful, titillating T and me. Yeah, so hello my darling, how are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, don't you know?
Don't
and
you know?
It is colder than a witch's tit in a brass bra lined with dry ice.
Well, you know, this is a show called Sit Spell, and it's witchy stuff, so that works.
And I actually had to shut my window.
Oh my gosh. Shut your window.
I sleep with my window open in the winter, and I had to shut it. My hands were freezing as I was typing on the laptop the other night.
It is so cold. I mean, yesterday was supposed to be the coldest day in Minnesota that we've had in 4 years. And up in, is it International Falls, which is the official ice box of the United States? I think that's what it's called, right?
I have no clue, but it's cold.
It's cold, yeah. Well, it's where they test batteries and cars and stuff like that because it's the coldest place in the United States. Always.
Dang. It was
something like 54 below zero, not including the wind chill.
Well, they could go to Thief River Falls for that, too. I was up there one time, and it was 50 below zero with a 50 below wind chill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Try driving in that in a little car with no heat. It's up by the north to South Dakota borders there, and it's a blizzard, blinding blizzard. And your car kills right in the middle of the road. And you don't know where the heck you are. And you know that you better not get out of that car because you'll freeze on the spot. Luckily, there was a salt truck in front of me that saw that I'd stalled. And so they waited for me. And I ended up getting it started. But my gas pedal was frozen.
Oh my gosh.
My throttle had frozen open by the time I got to my destination, and I put it in park and it was just revving up horribly, and I quick turned it off. Yeah, that was fun. That's a true Minnesotan.
See, I can't feel bad for you girls. Josh, the producer, stepping in here. I can't feel bad for you girls. Back in 2008, I was on the crew of a really crappy movie called Project Solitude, starring Eric Roberts, okay? Mm-hmm. The movie was 95% exteriors, shot in Green Bay, Wisconsin, in the woods, in what turned out to be the coldest winter in Wisconsin history.
Oh my gosh, how cold was it?
It was 28 below zero before the wind chill. 10-hour days, all outside with the exception of the one-hour lunch.
Oh, my God.
Did you have a fur-lined cup?
I had long johns, thermal socks, big boots with heater, you know, those warmers in them. I had jeans on top. I had, like, two or three T-shirts, a sweatshirt, a windbreaker, a big heavy jacket, like two gloves with hand warmers, and I was still frozen. On another movie I worked on called Feed the Fish, I worked with some of the same crew members, and it was cold. And all of us were like, yeah, but it wasn't solitude cold. Nothing will ever be solitude cold again. So I just can't feel bad for you girls. You didn't shoot a movie in this kind of crap.
No, but I was stranded out in even worse temperatures with no heater.
I was
freezing my niblets off.
Your niblets, huh?
Niblets. It's FAA appropriate.
FCC? What does the Federal Airline Administration have to do with this?
Well, because you know, they glow, and so they think they're, it's the landing strip when I go by, and it's cold, and they're, you know,
nice save.
Erect.
Sure. All right, yeah. I'm turning my mic off and leaving you girls back to that, but I just wanted to say it will never be solitude cold again.
It's pretty damn cold. I'm surprised that my car started all these times, and the wind was so bad I lost so many limbs off my tree.
Really?
Yeah.
We were looking to see if we were losing skirting on the trailer, because that's usually what goes, is the skirting flies off. But part of our pipe in the kitchen is frozen. So it's like, yay. You know, the cold water works on the other end of the house, but in the kitchen you can't get cold water right now.
Oh, God.
So, yay.
Yay. No. I'm already over it. And I can't, you know how I'm going to Hawaii at the end of February? It can't get here fast enough. I'm sick to death. To death.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be so darn bad, but when the weather is changing so fast, I mean, one day we're in the 40s, the next we're 27 below.
I know.
And I am having a heck of a time kicking the colds and all this crap, and that's not helping.
No.
It's not helping at all.
You've been sick for a while now.
Yeah. The cold is kind of going away, but I think I have a kidney infection now, so yay. Yay me. And it's always fun to watch Loki when he goes outside to pee, because he pees on his front leg. Don't ask me why. And I keep waiting for an icicle to form from his ear to his leg, you know. And the other one is a prissy and won't go out there. She's like, ew, my God, it's so cold. Yeah.
It is. My cat was very sweet.
You said that she was in heat again, so there's no surprise kittens coming.
There are no surprise kitties, yay! And she was only 2 days, so she's like back to normal and happy, and my little sweet kitty. But you know how cats bring you presents?
Yes.
I got a present from my cat.
Yay!
Yep.
What was it?
I'm in my little cottage, and as you know, T, because you've been here, if you look to your left, you look forward, and you look to your right, you pretty much can see the entire place.
Yep.
So I'm sitting on the couch, and I look in the spare bedroom, and I see something on the floor. I'm like, what the heck is that? And I thought maybe she got sick, but like massive sick, like morning sickness sick or something, I don't know. So I went to look at it and clean it up, and it was a mouse.
Ooh, nummy. She actually coughed up a hairball.
That was a mouse.
I know.
I looked at it, and I'm like, that can't be. It was. And I've never even seen any evidence of any mice or anything. I mean, I just got spiders. I don't have rodents.
Well, it's winter.
Yeah, well, apparently, yeah, I had a mouse. And she took care of it, man. I was like, picking that thing up.
That's a good kitty.
That's a good kitty. I had like an entire roll of, not toilet paper, of paper towels in my hand to pick this thing up. I was like, gross.
Now, you know me, I would have been over there, picked it up with my hands and lovingly wrapped it in beautiful cloth with herbs and everything. And I would have made a big deal about burying it. And
I know, they actually said that I should ship it over to you.
I have a beaver foot in my freezer that It's a big, huge beaver foot, man. It is big. It's about, oh, it's bigger than a teacup plate.
Oh, God.
It's huge. Yeah, I'm just waiting to get the supplies to preserve it. That one we're preserving. The rest of the beaver was honored, and we skinned him, and he's going to have a prominent place in our Be Merry Hall of Fame of honored animals.
Well, my mouse is in the garbage outside, already to the curb. Sorry.
Aw. Just throw a little piece of cheese in for him.
I'm going to eat my cheese.
Yeah. Well, at least you're not going to cut it.
No. So the reason that we do not have Miss Ashley with us tonight is because it is her future sister-in-law's birthday, and she was forced to go out to dinner and eat all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Oh. Now, if I were eating seafood still, I'd be all over that.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you eat seafood? I know why, but why don't you tell our listeners why?
Well, after all the BP spill and the Corexol or whatever they sprayed and everything, all the seafood is just so toxic. I don't, I'm paranoid, okay? I'm just going to come right out and say it. I'm a paranoid individual, and there's not much that I'll eat nowadays, which makes it hard.
He eats distilled ice chips, and that's about it.
Close. But I've seen pictures and stuff from down in the Gulf of shrimp and stuff they're pulling up with huge cancers all over them. And
bulge eyes and two heads, and I've seen them.
Yeah. And, I go outside and breathe in toxins. I breathe in toxins when I have a cigarette. But I don't want to eat toxins because I'll sit there and think about it as I'm eating it.
Yeah.
And that won't be a pretty picture.
No.
So I just don't eat fish of any kind anymore.
Yeah. See, fish is the only thing that Ashley will eat that's meat. She's been vegetarian for years. I don't even know how long. It's been so long now.
Yeah.
None of my girls eat meat.
Strange children you have. Strange children.
So, let's see. So what have you been up to?
Well, I haven't been up to very much because, I've been sick.
Yeah.
But yet again, I'm going to share some humiliating things tonight.
I love when you do that.
I know you do. You love my shame, humiliation. So, basically for the last 10 years, because I had a cousin who got me evicted from where we were living because she was pissed off. Sorry, that was probably a $10, $20 word.
Pissed off.
And yeah, she got us evicted. So, and it was during a time when I had really bad depression. So since that time, I've been really paranoid and have horrible anxiety attacks whenever somebody's coming in my house. I don't let anybody in my house now.
I've known you for, I don't even know how long now. And
probably
I've never
9 years or so. Yeah. And when we got into this trailer, it was a quick thing because we had to get out of my in-law's house. My father-in-law was putting on the pressure. So I just took the first thing that came. So I have a lot of negativity about my house too. And then it just got to the point where I just stopped caring anymore about anything. And because, I would pick up and then my husband and my daughter would throw crap on the floor. And it's like, if you're not going to care, I'm not going to care. And I was in the proper frame of mind to not care. So my house has been accumulating. It's in my brain cells, it says hoarders. And people who have actually been in here say, no, it's not hoarders. And I'm going, well, it is in my head. So all that aside, I had a friend last, it was a week ago from Friday. call me, and she was having some family trouble and was flying in to Minneapolis, and she really didn't want to go home because she knew she would be dealing with a bunch of other stuff there. So I said, because she is my friend and I care very much about her, I said, I'll come pick you up. You can come stay here. Okay. I have never let Arlene in my house in 10 years. I'm freaking out. So I go get Arlene. I tell her, I go, it's a mess. And she goes, well, we'll clean it together.
God.
I'm going, oh, geez. And she gets here, and we had gone to the dollar store, and we were buying up all this stuff and came home, and oh, good God. That woman can clean like nobody's business. And I'm sitting there in the midst of anxiety attacks that drop you to the floor. And it got to the point when I was in the kitchen one day, and there's just bags and bags and bags of crap. And I've literally blocked myself in from any exits.
Oh, God. You must have been panicking.
I went into a huge, huge anxiety attack and almost had to jump bag to get, I had to get out. And I told her, I said, stop doing any, I got, no. And it took me, 2 Ativan in about 30 minutes to calm myself down again.
Oh, honey.
About 4 of those anxiety attacks over the 9 days she was here. So I have in my house, waiting for paycheck time, 21 construction size bags.
How big is construction size? I don't even know.
You know the leaf bags you get? The big black bags, twice that.
Holy shit. I mean, holy crap.
Yeah.
I didn't say the whole word.
21 of them stacked in areas of the house, and I have to go to the city hall and pay $3 a bag to put a sticker on it, and so they'll take it to the garbage. Because I can't do anything else until they're out, because they're starting to drive me nuts looking at them. And I can't do anything else till they're out of here. So we got about half of the house done. but yeah, that's my humiliation. And my
that's huge. Because, I mean, living in chaos like that and now you're not, that's really big. I think that's going to help just all around in general. I think I'm really proud of you. And I don't think that's something to be humiliated about.
Well, it is, because it's easy to say don't be humiliated about it, but if you're living it,
but you took a huge step.
Well, the only reason I took that huge step is because my very dear friend was in need of help and support. And that's the only reason why it happened.
Well, you did it, so
I would just prefer to torch it and walk away. But I care too much about my neighbor. And, you know, these things go up like tinder boxes.
Yeah, they do.
And we had one last Saturday.
Go up?
It went up and burnt to the ground.
Nobody was hurt.
I think that was arson, though. Yeah, nobody was hurt.
Okay.
I went out at 3:00 in the morning in my jammies in the cold weather and walked up to the cop car and said, did everybody get out okay? And he said, yep. So, yeah, that's my excitement.
You go out naked in the middle of winter.
Yes, I do.
I had a picture.
On a rare occasions, I will do that.
So, for you guys that don't know, if you dare Teresa to do anything, don't think...
Not anything. I do have standards.
You went out naked and had your husband take a picture of your butt. I saw the orb.
Yeah, well, that wasn't one of my standards. But I will not. You can double dare me till you're blue in the face. I'm not going to pick up some dog poo and eat it.
Well, no.
So I do have standards.
Okay, T will not eat dog poo.
No. I won't eat bodily function things. Sorry, I'm grossing out the whole world here. We will not eat bodily fluids. We will not eat bodies. We will not do strange and unusual behaviors with your pets that you should not do. No.
Yeah, okay. Your standards are above board. I would agree with those.
Yes, yes. So what have you been up to, my darling?
What have I been up to? I've been reconnecting with old friends.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. You know, ever since I left you know who, all of my old friends that I had lost have slowly but surely been coming back into my life. And so this was a 3-day weekend for me because the markets were closed yesterday. And as you know, I'm in finance. So if you can't trade stocks, I don't have to work.
Yay.
Yeah. So I spent the weekend reconnecting with so many old friends. Oh, and guess who I got to play with?
You got to play with my Zoe, didn't you?
I did, and experienced the mind meld. She is
Isn't she good?
She's really good. And you can see her eyes change when she does it. It's so cool.
Yes, it's freaky cool, because she just locks in on you, and it's like, get out of there, Zoe. There's things you shouldn't see.
Exactly. And I got to see her when it was her 6-month birthday.
Oh, yay.
She's so cute. So Michelle came over and she brought me presents.
She did. What'd she bring you?
I have 2 room sprays that are about love, like self-love and bringing back love, and not like relationship love, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yep, and essential oils perfume that is to die for, and I'm halfway through my first bottle of that room spray stuff because I just love so much.
I love her sprays. I absolutely, that's Ravenstone Creations.
Best buy stuff it ever.
It's fabulous. You'll love it.
So
is she going to be at one of the Emporium?
Empower Emporium
psychic fairs?
Fairs? Yeah, she is.
Good. Good.
Not this first one because she's still, you know, new mommy, but we've got them running the whole year. So speaking of Empower Emporium, psychic and healing fair, it's being held. The first one is, I don't have my calendar. It's in February. Where's my little damn calendar? And we're having a paranormal PJ party on February 1st from 10 to 4. So if you want to go to that, go to the Mounds Theatre website. It's Mounds Theatre. It's theatre.org. And check it out. But the psychic fair is going to be, the first one is the 16th. And it's going to be from 10 till 5.
Cool.
There's going to be, we've already got so many vendors. It's so cool. I'm so excited.
We're going to have to get B. Mary in there one of these days.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, it's going to be super fun. The PJ party, we're going to have scary movies. I'm going to teach you how to ghost hunt if you don't know how. We're going to have lots of ghoulish snacks, including pizza, and we're going to ghost hunt and we're going to play games. And I've done these a few times before, and the turnout is really great. And all the proceeds go towards the Mounds Theater, which is a nonprofit that does a charity for children called Keys. And it's a really, really cool organization. So I do a lot of work for them. In fact, I'm now their, what's the word I'm thinking of? My mind is so stupid today. It feels like a Monday, and I know it's not. It's Wednesday, but it feels like a Monday.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. So I'm their event coordinator now. So I've been doing a lot of work, and we're doing some fun things there as well. One that I'm extremely excited for is called Buns and Bowlers. T, what do you think Buns and Bowlers is?
Buns and Bowlers. Well, this could be a cute couple of things. This could be the bowler hats.
Uh-huh.
And bun hairdos.
Uh-uh.
Or it could be the buns you sit on.
Uh-huh.
And creepy carved wooden items from the creepy dude at Be Merry.
It is a male dancing extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
I cannot wait to hold the auditions.
Oh, can I come? Can I come for an auditions?
Yes, you can absolutely come for auditions.
Oh, dang, girl. I'll be sitting there putting up the cards, the scorecards, like the Olympics. Oh, yeah, I like the way you... Yeah, yeah.
So that will be fun.
Dance me, baby.
We're going to have that. We're also going to have drag shows.
Awesome.
Now, and we're going to have open mic night for both musicians and for comedians. And we're going to have what we're calling the Mounds Mixers, and those are for single people. And all kinds of just super fun. We're going to have green expos. It's going to be awesome. I'm really proud and really excited.
It's going to be busy, 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 busy.
Busy, 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 but for a really good cause. I mean, I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for a really good cause.
Yeah. I will unfortunately won't be at the one on the 1st. Because the girls are going off on one of our little adventures.
Oh, which, by the way, I found out the weather for you, and it's going to be like 30, but snowing.
Oh, I can deal with 30 and snowing out in the
woods. It's going to feel like a heat wave.
Yeah. Well, out in the woods, I can deal with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else? Looking for dead critters that day, I guess. I don't know.
Probably, because that's what you guys do. I saw the most horrific movie. An old friend from my old team came over, and we watched, because we watched The Human Centipede 1 together, like 2 years ago. Horrifying movie.
Horrifyingly bad acting and everything, but the concept of the movie is, that's a twisted mind.
Oh my God. So I literally almost threw up during the first movie. The second movie, I was... If it wasn't for the fact that we hadn't eaten, I would have lost it. So unbelievably gross.
I tried to watch the second movie at one time, but I got into the first 10 minutes and I went, nah.
It was horrifying. So, of course, we're going to watch the third one when it comes out. But, you know, Josh, I was talking to him about this movie, and he said that there's actually movies that are even worse than that. Josh, you want to come back on and talk about those movies that you told me about?
Yeah, there are movies such as, there's one called Grotesque. It's actually been banned in the UK. They can't even legally import the DVD because the movie has been outright banned. Not censored, banned. It's a movie that has zero artistic value at all. It is literally an Asian couple tortured for 2 straight hours in graphic detail. And there's no story, there's no characters, there's nothing to it. At one point, the guy hooks, the killer hooks a hook through the anus of the male and says, "You have so many feet of small intestine. I'm going to stand 1 foot longer than that away from you. If you can walk all the way to me while pulling your small intestine out of your anus, I'll let you live."
Ugh.
So basically, the good old United States has made it totally okay for a snuff film. Basically.
Well, I mean, it's not real people being killed, which was what snuff would be.
Well, yeah, but you got to think about the person who's creating that kind of crap.
Well, and see, here in the case of Grotesque, the filmmaker, and I use that word loosely in this case, he's trying to cloak it all in art. See, I set out to make a movie that is so bereft of story and is so intentionally offensive that it becomes a new kind of art itself.
Yeah, I'm an artist, and no.
Like, have either of you seen a Serbian film?
No.
No.
I'm sure you've heard of it, though, right?
No.
Well, that's the title, A Serbian Film. It's basically... It's basically everything that is wrong with film in graphic detail. At one, basically a porn star is paid to have sex with all these increasingly, you know, disfigured people and fat people and all this, and he gets in with the Serbian mob. And eventually he has to be blindfolded while he's raping a child. And it turns out it's his own son that they've drugged and made him rape and things like that. And at one point they take a freshly born baby and sorry, that's my phone.
Don't even tell me.
At one point they take a freshly brand new born baby and they create a new kind of porn called newborn porn.
No. That's what's wrong with this damn society. I mean,
speaking of society, did you hear that there was another shooting?
Yep. No. Yep. There was another shooting yesterday at Lone Star Tech or Lone Star College in Houston.
That's the fifth one this year.
It doesn't surprise me because with all these kind of movies that you're talking about and all the crap that they're putting out, violence. All these kids are so numb and have no empathy for anything, and killing is like, oh, no big deal.
Did you know that it is in Chicago alone, you are safer if you are living or if you're one of the troops over in Afghanistan where they're actually hunting you and trying to kill you, you're safer being in Afghanistan than you are being a black male in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. It's not just a black male, Lisa. Are you guys familiar with the news reporter? She now works for ABC News, and she does some stuff for CNN. Diana Alviar?
The name sounds familiar.
I don't watch TV.
I used to work with her back when she was an anchor at Channel 26. I've got my photo taken with her and everything, and she's an incredibly nice person, and now she's a big-name reporter. When she first left Green Bay, she went to the ABC station in Chicago. And like I believe it was her first or second week there. Was when they had, I believe it was 9 murders in 4 days in Chicago, like 9 shooting murders. That's just like an average day in Chicago. Murders are, I mean, hell, Detroit, for the longest time, Washington, D.C. has now surpassed it. Detroit was the murder capital of the United States.
I'd heard that, yep.
You know, I mean, the mayor of Detroit at one point actually said, and I swear to God I'm not making up this quote, which is funny, even though it's not a funny topic. He said, Detroit is a great place to live other than the murders.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of just funny that, you know, other than the murders, it's a really good place to live.
Yeah, let's bring your kids up here.
But
I gotta get rid of that energy. La 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 la. I'm wiggling my arms. That's icky energy. I don't like it. Ick.
This is controversial, but ever since that video game, what is that? It's the one where you're shooting cops and all that.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. Ever since that came out, there's a graph, and I looked it up. Violent murders.
Increase.
Oh, no. Video games have nothing to do, to do with the increase in violence.
I'm not blaming the video game. I'm just saying there's a study there, and, you know, these kids are getting desensitized to what murder is, to what death is.
I think society is doing that. Video games have nothing to do with that. Movies have nothing to
do with that. Society is doing it because we're allowing that kind of crap to be sold to our kids.
No, that stuff is not being sold to kids. Those types of games are M games. You have to be 18 to buy a Grand Theft Auto game.
Buying that crap.
You have to be 18 to be able to buy a Saints Row game. You have to be 18 to be able to get one of these movies. They are not being sold to kids.
I'm not saying they're being sold to kids, but the kids are watching them.
They're getting them.
And they always did. When I was a kid in the 80s, we got a hold of just even innocuous things like Bubble Bath Babes for Nintendo and things like that. You know, my movie theater never once carded me going into an R-rated movie. I saw RoboCop and Predator, and I saw all these hard R movies in my theater when I'm 12, 13 years old. My theater never once stopped me. Kids will always find a way. You can't blame the product for
what the
kids
the
do.
The people that are creating that product are not taking into consideration that there are hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of kids that are getting a hold of it. And they know darn well they are.
But they shouldn't have
to. I hold them partially responsible.
Teresa, they should not have to tailor what they make for adults. What an adult views, sees, listens to, reads should not be affected in any way by the fact that a child may stumble across it. Should I, as an adult, not be able to buy Hustler because a kid might be able to find a copy of that Hustler? I think that's crap. And I'm not getting mad at you, Teresa.
Well, no, I know.
I'm counter-arguing you that...
I'm fine with you guys having your Hustlers and all that. I'm talking severely violent videos with murder, raping women, violence towards women and children, violence, shooting, bang, bang, movies with heads exploding. That I am against.
Well,
movies were so much better when we got to use our imagination.
Well, and I would also like to point out that I wasn't even referring just to children. I'm talking the population in general. The murders, violent deaths have gone up since that came out. And I'm not blaming that video. I'm blaming our whole society. We've become desensitized to what's... I mean, who gives people the right to take away somebody else's life? I mean, that's their life. That isn't something you come back from.
But Lisa, they're also in our society, we have romanticized guns. We live in a gun culture where guns are something that are cool. Guns are something that are romanticized. Even when all of us were kids, I mean, you two being girls, I still think this will apply. I'm sure you girls played cowboys and Indians, or you picked up a stick and pretended it was a gun as a kid. That's always been part of our society. Even before we had guns, people did it with... Oh, the stick is a sword. The stick is a bow and arrow. People are always going to be like that. I think that's part of human nature.
I grew up playing with Barbies.
You were a girly girl, huh?
I totally was.
And I was always an Indian. I didn't like guns.
You know, I'm not a fan of guns. I was raised around guns. I went shooting when I was a kid. I don't want to take that right away from people.
No.
But at the same time, I don't understand the point of assault weapons that
for hunting my butt.
Yeah. I mean, you can't even use the animal after it's been... I mean, they've shown that. And why do we need bullets that are Kevlar piercing? Why do we need those? I don't understand.
Yeah,
going on the government's part in this, so there you
not going to get an argument from me out of that. For instance, the TV show Futurama had a great joke. It's set in the year 3000, and they have the future NRA, and it says, "I'm going to fight for your right to keep my mutated anthrax, you know, for duck hunting."
That's bad. Okay, well, I think we should probably take a break right now.
Yeah, let's
get rid of this icky
energy.
Oh, shake it off.
Well, how about you girls come back with the news?
All right, good plan.
That sounds like a good plan to me too, Josh.
We'll be right back. You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Your touch magnetizing. There's a guy I'm floating.
Dimension, you are in my eyes, and I
Welcome back, guys. We've got some news for you, a couple little news bits. I found 4 interesting stories, and T and I are going to split them up between the two of us. T, do you want to start first, or do you want me to go first?
I'll start. This lovely story that you have is Japanese ETF with yen hedge. What? Oh, sorry. That is a Google ad.
I was going to say, I don't remember
I'm
that.
Channeling Ashley. Abenberry Stone Monument, second best heritage site. Thank you. A field of stone monuments in Wilshire has been named as the second best heritage site in the world by travel experts, leaving behind India's iconic Taj Mahal and the pyramids of Egypt. The collection of Neolithic stones in Avonbury outscored more famous sites, including the Valley of the Kings in Egypt and the Forbidden City in China. The monuments, believed to have been constructed around 2600 BC, are the largest stone circles in Europe and a place of great importance to pagans, the Daily Mail reported. The site, which attracts more than 250,000 visitors a year, was praised because tourists can wander freely between the stones, unlike the more famous Stonehenge, also in Wilshire, where the formations are roped off. Experts at which Travel Magazine rated Mexico's ancient city of Mont Alban as world's best heritage site. The iconic Taj Mahal in Agra City, India, was placed in number 7, and the ancient pyramids of Egypt took the 10th spot.
I've been there.
Taj Mahal?
No. I've been to Stonehenge and to, Avesbury?
Mm-hmm.
Stonehenge is totally true. You can't go up to it because it's all roped off. But one cool thing was when I was there, it was like the day before the solstice, and so the roads were filled with people getting ready to go in. It was really cool, and you could feel the ground was like buzzy from all the energy. It was really cool. And at Avesbury, I went there and I collected all kinds of stones and I did a little magic on them, and then I buried them underneath one of the big stones, and I left them there for like 8 hours, and I came back and it was like a little grenade of power and energy. And so what I did was I gave that to Craig, my son-in-law, or future son-in-law, when he got, I almost said deported.
Shipped off?
Yeah, when he got, I can't believe I almost said deported. I have something on my brain.
Yes.
When he got deployed over to Iraq, and that kept him completely safe the whole time. It was so cool. I mean, it was just a little pouch full of these, but it was just very cool. So there's my little interjection for that. So it was very cool.
That's on my bucket list, too, Stonehenge.
Yeah, Stonehenge is cool. It'd be cooler if you could go up to them and actually touch them, but you can't.
Yeah, because too many people have been doing it, and they're taking stones and...
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for ruining it for the rest of us.
All right, I will take the next...
Okay. All right.
This comes from the Northern Echo. Houghton Church uncovers evidence of pagan worship. Archaeologists working at a historic Northeast church have discovered evidence that the site may have been used for worship since the Stone Age. St. Michael and All Angels Church in Houghton, L'Espring, has been the site of a Christian worship for nearly 1,000 years. But a stone circle found on the site suggests that it may have been used by pagans in the Neolithic times. The discovery has helped the Anglican Parish Church, win a coveted Red Rose Award from Visit England due to be awarded next week. Parts of the current church, a Grade I listed building, dates back to the 12th century, but the new find began to emerge. But new finds began to emerge. Sorry, during the work in 2008 to make the church more accessible, which have been since analyzed by experts. First, an Anglo-Saxon doorway and walls were discovered. But then earlier stonework, which archaeologists believe suggests the remains of a Roman temple, lied beneath the church's chancel. And what else? And also a winestone boulder circle, which suggests that the site was used for worship 4,000 years ago. Further evidence supporting this theory is that Romans tended to build temples on old pagan worship sites. Additionally, the site was originally a mound in the midst of boggy land, which would leave only its location suitable to build on. Church warden David Turnbull, the official guide to the church, said up until the reordering, people believed that the church was 900 years old, and that was that. We had no idea that the archaeologists would discover this very exciting news. When I take school children around the church, I ask them, how old is Jesus? And they say, 2,000 years. Then I say, well, worship on this site could have been taking place 2,000 years before him. The church is special, and it has a special feel to it. So here's another fun fact, which I just realized because I didn't like totally read this when I was looking it up. I've been there.
Really?
Yeah, I've been there. I was left alone in England for a day, and so he dropped me off there because it's a cool building. And I actually have tons of pictures of it. I didn't realize until just now I've been there, and it is very cool. So there's that one.
Alrighty. And my next one is a little macabre here. Teens face witchcraft charges after skull stolen from grave. Isn't that fun? In Suva, Fiji, Fijian authorities claim two teens dug up a grave, stole a skull, and hid it as part of a plan to practice witchcraft. The teens, aged 17 and 19, were due to appear in court Tuesday, charged with unlawfully disturbing a grave and pretending to exercise witchcraft. A statement from the Fiji police claims that last November, the unnamed teens dug up the grave of a 60-year-old man who had died 4 years earlier and then hid the skull under a tree about a mile away. The Fiji Times newspaper reported the dead man's brother alerted police in the town of Savusavu to the incident this week. The Times said the charges carry a maximum penalty of 5 years in jail. A spokeswoman couldn't be reached for comment on Tuesday. Yeah. Just say no to grave robbery.
Yeah, just say no. So here's a little fun fact about Fiji. I've never been there.
Yay! Neither have I.
I'm just saying that because I've went
to And I don't want to be buried there either.
Clearly no.
No.
You're gonna die, don't die in Fiji.
No.
No.
Or be cremated.
Yeah, that works too. All right, my last story is, why are there 7 days in a week? I found this interesting. Never occurred to me. So why are there 7 days in a week? A week made up of 7 days is part of our modern global culture, but its origins date back to ancient civilization. The Greeks gave us democracy, the Romans bridges and roads, but it's probably the ancient Babylonians that we get our 7 day week. Living in the cradle of civilization, Mesopotamia, modern Iraq, their culture was most prominent in the 2nd and 1st millennia BC before the rise of Greece or Rome. They were formidable astronomers and developed a calendar to plot and predict the movement of the moon and the planets in the heavens, incorporating a form of astrology. While the movements of the earth and the sun give us natural concepts like days and years and the moon's phases give us months, there's no such natural reason for a 7 day week. See? Never thought of that. But while you know, the... Huh?
Yeah, there is.
Well, hold on. While the movement of the earth and the sun give us natural concepts like days and years, I already read that, the number 7 had a mystical significance to the Babylonians. It was associated with the 7 heavenly bodies, the sun, moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn. For this reason, some believe marking rituals every 7th day became important. A 7 day week based on these same celestial bodies was adopted as far away as Japan and ancient China. 7 is also important in Judaism, where the creation story told us over 7 days, or is told over 7 days, but unlike other cultures, in Hebrew, the days of the week were assigned numbers, not names of gods, festivals, elements, or planets. The only exception is Saturday, which means the Sabbath. But the popularity of the 7 day week and its prominence in modern calendars can be traced to its adoption by the Romans. They named the weeks after the pagan gods of Rome, the sun and the moon. Roman Emperor Constantine formally adopted the seven-day week in AD 321, and it's been used ever since the first century BC. A Christian convert, Constantine, made Sunday the Christian Sabbath, the first day of the week, and Saturday, the Jewish day of rest, was the last. So for many, though the week begins naturally on the first working day, Monday, it's actually supposed to be Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch more, but I think you'll get bored. But yeah. I thought it was really cool.
I was going to say the Christian thing with the 7 day of creation.
Yep. Never occurred to me to think of why we have 7 days rather than, you know, whatevs.
And leave it to the Christians to make the true Sabbath that's supposed to be on Saturday a Sunday.
Well, yeah, because they take over everything.
Yes.
So, did you know, T, that today the moon is waxing gibbous?
No, I did not. I was trying to find that, too. You sneaky little devil.
I'm so sneaky. I have internet. Because it's not like I naturally know where the moon is, unless it's full.
And the 27th, it's going to be full.
Woo! And what do we do on full moons?
Ha.
We do lots of stuff on them. But for the crescent...
Run naked?
Well, you always run naked. Except for it's too cold to do that right now. For the waxing crescent, or gibbous, I'm sorry, it's the period that is especially favorable in matters concerning growth, protection, healing, advancement, abundance, to increase knowledge and spirituality and fertility. This is a great time for spells dealing with new beginnings of every nature, or like to draw something to you in your personal life and as well as business and finance. So it's a time to bring things to you. It's the perfect time. So
write out an abundance check.
That's right. Why don't you explain what an abundance check is?
Well, you take your little checks and you write, you do not fill in the date. I'm trying to think here. You fill out your name, and in where you would write the amount, you'd put paid in full. And when you write out the amount, you would write paid in full. And on the bottom, the signature would be the law of abundance. And then you just fold that up and you put it somewhere where you don't see it.
I keep it in my wallet because I never go in it.
Meaning because the moths come out.
Exactly. So I think this has been a really good show, don't you? I mean, there was controversy. There was a little bit of arguing. There was a lot of learning.
There was confessions.
Yeah. I thought it was a fun show, despite it was just you and me, kid.
Yeah, and we even channeled Ashley when we were reading the news stories.
Yes, because I couldn't speak.
And I was reading the Google ads.
I'll have to tell her that when she... And we had Josh, we had Superman.
Yes, Josh, our controversial man who brings out the strangest movies, God only knows.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that he does, so... I mean, that's strange, but I mean, you know what I mean.
Yes, I heard he was going to be on The Walking Dead, too.
Yep. Oop.
Zombified him. Hopefully, he says, hopefully.
Oh, he'll be on it.
Yes, we want Daryl's, you know, baby.
He promised that he would get us a picture of him. At the very least, a picture of him with him.
I don't want Josh in the picture. That means that I can't have my private times with Daryl and then see Josh standing there watching me.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Josh. Ugh.
So, great show. We've got another great show coming up for you next Wednesday. And Josh just said, don't judge me. We've got a great show coming up for you next week. We've got a fun new guest coming on, and we will have more spells for you, more moon magic. And you know, a cool thing, even though it's freezing outside, we should talk about
what?
moon planting. Moon gardening. Crickets. Or not.
I'm not familiar with that one, so go for it.
Okay, I just know I think it would be really cool, especially because pretty soon spring's going to be here. It can't get here fast enough, but... So, in the meantime, Josh, T, thanks for a great show. Ashley, you were missed. And remember that you are perfect in absolutely every single way. Don't forget to go make a difference. That's your homework for the week, guys. Go make a difference in somebody's life. Every single day, I want you to do something nice for at least one person. And pay it forward. Even if it's something like, oh, cute shoes. Or, hey, your cologne smells nice. I don't know, I'm reaching here. But you know what I mean. So go make a difference. Go be the light. And remember to always take back your light.
Good night.
Good night, and blessed be.
Shining brighter than a headlight, turning every head like a diamond in a coal mine, packing more punch than a Mississippi fist fight. Oh, 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 my mind. Walked my way, took my hand, said, let's go. Had more game than the Mandalay Casino. Thought I hit the jackpot, I was on a good roll. Shows you what I know, too good to be true. My suspicion, my intuition. I should've